nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
One of the coolest and best songs ever recorded, in my humble opinion, on Cosmic Overdrive, opening episode number 99, Wire and the 15th, from the fantastic, brilliant, genius, well, I don't know how else to call it, album 154 that also a certain Amsterdam techno artist named himself after. We won't mention any names, but you know who it is. Anyway, it's Monday the 14th of February, and this show is not coming to you live because as you are listening to this, I will be in the Paradiso in Amsterdam, enjoying, hopefully, unless World War III breaks out with all this shit going on in Egypt and who else knows where. If everything goes okay, I will be in Paradiso enjoying a Wire live show. And so to celebrate that and to give you a little bit... also let you enjoy the show a little bit. I will play 1 hour of Wire. It was one of the most difficult episodes for me to make, because in reality I just want to play everything that they ever made and tell you for hours and hours how good this stuff is and why you should buy all the records they ever made and play them constantly. But hey, I only have an hour, so in this hour you're going to hear mostly older Wire tracks, but also some newer things. 70s, 80s material, a few things from the last album. Like I said, it was a very difficult choice for me to make, but I hope I made the right one. So I'm going to give it to you nonstop. In the end, I will tell you which tracks were played on the show. But for now, just sit back and enjoy the sound of genius. That's really the only way I can describe Wire. Let's see what's on the playlist here. The next track that we're going to play is from a Peel session, and the track is called A Mutual Friend.
As a mutual friend, it was difficult to pretend that I was anything less than concerned. Hearing of your troubles has forced me to double my interest in your current affairs. It's nice despising a new unknown horizon. Now your sun has set his sights on the moon. So precipitous a decision has clouded your vision and altered the beach of your ship. Please don't turn a deaf ear to the noises. Savagely alone, you burn. For in my dream is the old with the new. In my dream is the old with the moon. In March, April, May, June,
We'll be right back. In an act of contrition, I lay down by your side. It's not your place to comment on my state of distress. For this is for real. I've tears in my eyes. Am I laughing or crying? I suggest I'm not lying. I haven't found a measure yet to calibrate my displeasure yet so to ignore my warning. The judgment is harsh. I offer no plea, valuing the vengeance which you treasure. I've redefined the meaning of vendetta. The procession's disordered. You protect your possessions. In the light of your actions, I question your love. May I make an observation? Your bite is worse than my aggression. I should have known better. I should have known better.
Don't start me up. blind spots in the leopard's eyes can only help to jeopardize the lives of lambs that shed the cries. And out to life for a silver fish, eternal dust, less ticklish than the clean room.
We do, it's what we do, no more, no less. took his seat on the foreign train. He thought it pleasant to travel again, mindful of the journey's end. He read again the letter from his friend.
Time passes, it often does.
The seat was hard, the carriage fetid, Deirdre's for summer, but still he sweated. It was better than being at home, being the cold and living alone. People spoke in French, despite school days it made no sense. Occasional stares caught his eye, he was tempted to smile. But when he looked through the window for the thousandth time, he saw a black horse fighting for its life. Barbed wire fence, place of eternal. The more it struggled, the more it strangled. He turned away. What could he do? The other window had a nicer view. We'll be right back.
Go under. This cost was on plan. Cause you see up in my bedroom I've got Sarah Bernhardt's hands.
For the last hour, you heard four genius guys from England, Colin Newman, Bruce Gilbert, Graham Lewis and Robert Gray, who is on the records also known as Robert Go To Bed. Bruce Gilbert is not with the band anymore, he left in 2004, but the others are all still playing. And I'm going to give you a quick track list after the 15th, I have to say, from the 154 album. You heard A Mutual Friend, Peel Sessions live track. After that, you heard In Vivo, the album version from the album called Iptaba, which stands for It's Beginning To and Back Again, from 1989. After that, you heard a brand new track, Please Take, from the Red Bark Tree album, released at the beginning of this year. And then we played the live version from the Peel Sessions of I Am The Fly, also a wonderful, wonderful track. After that, from the first album, Pink Flag, the Ex-Lion Tamer, a little bit over 2 minutes long. Then we played I Should Have Known Better, the opening track from 154. Another It's Beginning To and Back Again track, after that German Shepherds, and after that the only track I could find, or not I could find, but that I had time for from the Chairs Missing album from 1978, the often missing second album from Wire, The Outdoor Miner. And we went on with 30 seconds of Field Day for the Sundays from Pink Flag. And after that, another live version from the Peel Sessions, Culture Vultures. Let's see, then we had The Other Window from 154, which is a very interesting track because on the Peel Sessions, there is kind of a straight version of this that just goes boom, 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 boom. And if you listen what they did with it on the actual album, it's kind of an interesting little view into the world of Wire and how they worked in the studio. After that, we had Finest Drops from the It's Beginning To and Back Again album. Indirect Inquiries, a track from the Peel Sessions. The Three Girl Roomba, 1.5 minutes of genius from Pink Flag. And you just heard Practice Makes Perfect, another Peel Sessions track. And well, I hope you enjoyed all this wire stuff. For me, it's almost the perfect mix of like avant-garde music and perfect pop mixed with like perfect punk. Everything works what they do. And to show you what I mean, I'm going to play you the last track for today, which is called A Touching Display, also from the 154 album. Next week we will do episode 100 of Cosmic Overdrive. And I have to think of a surprise for then, and I'm sure something will show up. Until then, have a good week and goodbye.
My thoughts predominantly gray and